All Is Merry and Bright, A Christmas Regency Romance, Bells of Christmas, Frost Fair, Book 2. Written by Casey Stockton. Narrated by Jennifer Smith. Chapter 1. Mary Hatcher had one reason for coming to London. It was not to spend a nice holiday with her godmother, though that was an added perk. And it most certainly was not to attend the fair on the River Thames. She was there to prepare for the most important day of her life. But her young friend, Lady Anne, had other plans.
"If we wait too long, we shall miss our opportunity entirely."
Lady Anne clutched Mary's glove-encased hands in the dim entryway of her townhouse, pleading through her tightened grip.
"My mother has removed upstairs for her nap, and your mother has hidden in the parlour with her book. We can easily slip out the front door, with no one the wiser."
When Lady Anne had proposed an outing, Mary hadn't realised she was dressing for subterfuge. Mary's gaze flicked to the maid standing by the wall behind them, framed by light streaming through the window in the entryway, her winter cloak fastened and head lowered. Mary returned Lady Anne's grip with a raised eyebrow.
"Your mother expressly forbade you from attending the fair. She fears it will be too rambunctious a crowd." "That is folly. Lady Rutledge attended yesterday, and she was perfectly diverted. I heard it from Miss Rutledge herself at dinner last evening." "Oh, please do not let me down," Lady Anne pouted. "It will be much more fun with you, Mary. The entire outing is bound to be ruined if I must do it alone."
Mary stifled a gasp. "Surely you do not mean to be so bold." Lady Anne's eyes acquired a steely glint that was far too mature for the young woman's mere 15 years.
"I mean to see the Thames frozen over, and I will go whether or not you choose to accompany me."
In that case, Mary had little choice. She pulled her bottom lip in between her teeth, eyeing Lady Anne, who stood beside the front door, poised to escape. By the time Mary would be able to make it up 3 flights of stairs, locate either Lady Sanders or her own mother, and then proceed to inform one of them of Lady Anne's outing, the girl would be halfway across town, alone. But if they went together and made quick work of the outing, surely they could return home within the hour, with no one the wiser. Lady Anne must have sensed Mary relenting, for she grinned widely and tugged Mary's hands.
"Shall we be off, then? Oh, here, let me straighten your bonnet."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?